So Dr. Brian Carr, who I think one could say is a little liberal, has a blog on the Lubbock Avalanche Journal website, Lubbock Online, where he sits down and he likes to, you know, just throw something out there, see what sticks. And most of the time we ignore it. Most of the time we ignore just the stupidity that comes from his blog. Also, Carol Morgan, if you remember Carol Morgan, who ran for office a while back against John Frullo, I think. Didn't have much support. They like to spew just moronic statements on their blogs. And most of the time we ignore it. Until it gets to a point where you want to scream at them. And you wonder how many people actually buy into the crap they throw out there, like Brian Carr. Now, Brian Carr ran for city council, was, thank goodness, he was defeated. But he serves as the chairman of the Board of Health. Now, this is a man who, as chairman of the Board of Health, he has had decisions knocked down to the Board of Health from the city council that include fracking. He has petitioned the city council to create a new health director position, health facilitator position for the Lubbock Board of Health, a position that city council carved out, what was it, $81,000? In this next budget? And so this is the man the city council is listening to. Are you ready? The headline, as a descendant of a clan of slave owners. He talks about how his family, starting in the 1740s in Georgia, were slave owners. He said, it's not something that I am proud of in my family's history. Said my ancestors acquired large sections of land when they settled in Georgia, along with their land deeds, a record showing that they owned human flesh. Wells documented that slaves were gifted along with other valuables. It is not something that I am proud of in my family's history. Today, I believe, this is Dr. Brian Carr, who the city council listens to. Today, I believe the slavery of colonial times has been replaced with a more contemporary version. Corporations have replaced the plantation owner. The quirt and whip have been replaced by low wages and long hours. A new set of masters and overseers have come into existence. From It Can't Happen Here, Sinclair Lewis wrote, but he saw, too, that in America the struggle was befogged by the fact the worst fascists were they who disowned the word fascism and preached enslavement to capitalism under the style of constitutional and traditional Native American liberty. Brian Carr saying that minimum wage is slavery. Because working inside an air-conditioned building, flipping a burger for McDonald's, is just the same as going out picking some cotton and getting hit by the whip by the master. It's the same thing, right? Hey, somebody call Sheila Jackson Lee, because she's a freed slave down in Houston. See if Sheila Jackson Lee has any thought on this. Actually, she's so nutty, she'd probably agree. I remember when, and I don't want to get too emotional on this, but when I was younger, I worked for minimum wage. Eventually, I grew out of it. But I worked for minimum wage, and every time that paycheck would come, it was breaking the skin on my back with the blood of that paper check. Well, it was direct deposit. But I guess the pay stub that would come in. At that time, it was still mailed to, the pay stub was. But it would come in and, ow! Oh! I still have flashbacks today of that whip, also known as the pay stub, hitting me over and over again. And, you know, as I would pour myself a Dr. Pepper inside the restaurant where I worked making minimum wage, it was so bad. You know, no sweat or anything, but still the sting of that pay stub that came in as I was a high school student working. I get emotional just thinking about it. You know, it's something that, and I know many of you probably feel the same way about when you had a minimum wage job when you were a kid. And you honestly felt like you couldn't escape, that you could not leave. And then at the end of the night, depending on where you worked, they would keep you there on their property and would not allow you to leave. And then I'm sure many of the women, as they worked for minimum wage and or basically they were slaves, were raped too. I mean, that inside the restaurants, of course, where you could not leave and go home. I mean, it was terrible. So I know where Brian Carr is coming from here. He continues to write, all that is necessary to be elected by a small minority of voters is to shout from the rooftops that one is pro-life and pro-gun. Television commercials feature happy white folks who enjoy great prosperity and proper meals. A hidden message of racism is seen in the message that borders must be sealed and those who are not like us must be kept out. I'll tell you what, Brian. How about we trade you for one of the people across the border? Can we do that? Can we trade? In fact, let's do this. 1 for 5. I'll take 5 people from Central America for 1 Brian Carr. We'll send Brian Carr down to Central America. He can hang out there. It'll be fine. We'll bring up 5 hardworking Central Americans. What do you think, folks? Everybody up for that? No, Central America's suffered enough. The hidden message of racism seen in the message that borders must be sealed. Those who are not like us must be kept out. Thanks to the frenzy of Tea Party patriotism, children have been shipped back to their country and death greeted them. Much like the early sharecroppers, many of who were freed slaves, scratching out a meager existence after winning their freedom in the Civil War, the hope of many today for bettering their lives is vanishing. Many, quote, working poor are those who work 2 or 3 jobs but cannot rise above poverty into the American dream. Then he goes on to write a little bit about Cliven Bundy, which I'm not sure why. I guess Cliven Bundy had slaves. I'm not sure. Then he finishes, so tomorrow, meaning today, on Election Day, and again in November, as we watch the modern-day traitors, the human flesh and misery, sit back and enjoy the fruits of hard labor. Yeah! Come on, slave! Fruits of hard labor, those enslaved to them. Yes, McDonald's with all your slaves. Burger King with your slaves. They attend dedications to statues in our city for those who are wrongfully convicted. They shrug their shoulders and wave the flag as those the most vulnerable are drained of life. The whip is raised to punish any of those who question their morality and compassion. Slavery remains in our country, and it's even uglier. Oh! Slavery remains in our country, and it's even uglier than what my family knew. So making minimum wage is worse than slavery. And this guy is the chairman of your board of health. This guy is the one the Lubbock City Council goes to for decisions. This guy is the one the Lubbock City Council listened to create an $81,000 health facilitator position. How do you feel about that? 770-5790, toll free, 1-800-687-0790. Election Day here in West Texas. Representative Charles Perry is scheduled to join us coming up at 10:35. Also need to register some people for a ticket giveaway. Movie 16, Cinemark Movie 16, showing another National Theatre Live performance from London later this month. Another Fathom event. That is just, you know, these Fathom events are just absolutely fantastic. And here in just a little bit, we'll be registering some people for that. A streetcar named Desire will be the event broadcast from London's Young Vic Theater over at Cinemark Movie 16. If you've gone to one of these events, you know it's very impressive to go. So we've got tickets to give away. We'll register some folks here in just a little bit. Dr. Brian Carr has made just a ton of moronic statements of the past. And this is a guy, again, who runs the Board of Health. The city council kicks decisions to the Board of Health. The chairman, this guy, who thinks times are worse now for those who work minimum wage jobs than the slave days. And this is a guy who makes decisions. I remember when there were a few of you who called when Karen Gibson and Brian Carr were facing off against each other. And you had said, what difference does it make? Brian Carr and Karen Gibson, they're the same thing. Really? You want to call back with that same comment now? Now that you know how Brian Carr thinks, I'm sorry, I just had a flashback there when I was young and made minimum wage and the crack of the paycheck. Well, it was more like this. It was more like, but still, you know, man, that's hard. That is harsh. In Brian Carr's mind, I guess, since he says slavery remains in our country, it's even uglier than what my family knew, is Brian Carr arguing for going back to slavery days? Because it would be better for people? I don't know. I don't understand where he's going here. I would hate for Brian Carr to realize, the liberal Brian Carr, to think about who exactly was behind Jim Crow laws and how the Democrats have just furthered the, how do people refer to it? The modern day plantation. Barack Obama and Democratic policies have done so much to lift the poor. Right? It's just throwing out more welfare. And they've done so much to lift people off their Democratic plantation. But no, instead, Brian Carr thinks the plantation owners, evil McDonald's, evil Burger King. If I was on the Lubbock City Council, I would want this guy removed from the Lubbock Board of Health immediately. I'd want him gone. In no way should a person who is this insane have anything to do with the city of Lubbock or determining the direction we go as a city. This is a guy who is arguing for an extra $81,000 for a health facilitator position, and he argues that we should add it so it'll save money, but he didn't know how much money, and the city council approved it. If you're on the Lubbock City Council, you say we're scrapping it. After this blog, where you say corporations are plantation owners, that you small business owners out there, you're the masters? Wonder how Floyd Price thinks about this. Now, Sheila Jackson Lee, she's a freed slave. So I don't know exactly how she would feel. She's the closest thing we've got to a freed slave. She knows how it is. I mean, that's what she told Congress. So maybe we could ask her. But if I were an African-American living in Lubbock, Texas, I would be quite offended by Brian Carr's statements, his own writing, his own words, that earning a paycheck today is just like slavery. Long hours? Hey, Brian Carr, part-timers who earn minimum wage, only allowed to work 29 hours a week now. That's not long hours. Saying that slavery remains in our country, it's worse today than what his family knew? Brian, oh, I don't think so. If you could take a time machine, well, I guess what your family knew, since your family owned slaves, y'all probably didn't have it too bad. But the slaves that your family owned, if you could transform into a slave, back then, I am sure you would argue differently. To the phones we go. Rick, you're on KFYO.
Hey, good afternoon, Chad, or almost afternoon.
It's almost there.
Yeah, unless he's going to get out in the private sector, which I have no problems with him getting out in the private sector, and he wants to do what he wants to do, that's great. But him being with a city-owned or city-run facility, it's better to know what his views are. That way we can counteract it, as opposed to him being behind the scenes running his agenda quietly. And that's the only reason I'm glad that we know what he's doing and we can combat that if we know what we're up against. But if he was, you know, all conspiratorial and quiet and everything, then we couldn't.
I guess that's true. But the only problem with that whole deal is more people have to know that he is on there. That he is on the Board of Health, that you have a city council that kicks decisions down to the Board of Health and listens to this guy.
That's true. I mean, but the thing is, you know, if he wasn't vocal, but yet he had these views, then we wouldn't know, so we couldn't combat it as a citizenry. So I'd rather know that he's got these views and have him in office.
Gotcha.
So that we can combat it as opposed to
thanks, Rick.
Him.
I got to get going.